This artwork's title, Hippocampus whitei, refers to a variety of seahorse that's found in the region. Before I could start construction, I actually went up to the site and had a look at the environment and local issues and visited local industries. I wanted to use components from local industries and incorporate them into the artwork, and that way gives the community a sense of ownership. I was quite surprised by how heavy these industries were, yet they were so close to the Barrier Reef, and it made me feel a little bit nervous actually, and I wanted to create a piece that brought this to people's attention. There was a real fragile balance between industry and nature. At the time I was commissioned, the Millennium Esplanade didn't even exist in terms of a beautiful walk that it is now. However, I enjoyed having a swim, and then I came back down to Brisbane and had a bit of think about what I should create. And I went to the local museum and did a bit of research on species within the area that might be suitable. And the seahorse was a subject matter that I really was interested in. I had various components shipped down from the Gladstone region back to my workshop, and then I incorporated them along with other materials that I'd found that were interesting shapes and were relevant to the area, and created the composition of the seahorse skeleton. Once the skeleton was complete, it all had to be welded together in components, and then I took them back up onto the site. As part of a festival at the time, I created the work in front of people. So people thought I was a bit crazy. I'd made this beautiful seahorse skeleton, and then I submerged it into a panel of wet concrete. And then over the next few days, I then dug it out again like an archaeological dig, using air hammers and then by the end, jackhammers. It was funny because people thought I was actually working on a toilet block, which was an area. And then when they came up and saw what I was doing, they were quite surprised. The sculpture weighs approximately 15 tonnes and was installed with a big 50-tonne crane at the beginning of the project. And I knew there would be a face that would be towards the coast. And you can see on the back I've got this big oversized mud crab that's scuttled up the top. And it's really amazing how the shadow becomes more important than the artwork at different times of the day.